Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and a slightly tired and shagged out welcome to, from the American standpoint, Volume 4. I think from the British standpoint, we're on some other really weird volume, because Season 1 may not have come out in individual Let's Rip the Fans Off discs.
Yeah, it's not even worth mentioning. Let's put it this way, it's on a case somewhere.
This is Episode 15, A Matter of Time. The black hole episode. Do we click, do you think, much into Jack's astronomy on this? Where Jack does not come across as someone that's a bit of a jarhead, frankly.
To be honest, since, like I say, for the first time I hadn't actually pre-watched this episode, since I last watched it on DVD probably about 6 or 7 years ago, I ain't got a clue what's going to happen. It's all one big mystery.
Are you saying we might have a lot of dead air as you kind of go, oh, that looks so cool?
Yeah, I spend more time actually watching the episode than talking about it.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast.
Part 3, The Doctor Who Method.
Give the character the ability to completely alter his appearance, and thus be played by any available actor.
This also lets the character evolve into suitable form for any given audience.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast.
www.britishinvaders.com.
Funnily enough, though, a couple of episode listings have this episode after Fifth Race.
Hmm.
I mean, I checked the broadcast dates, and Matter of Time is the right one. I just couldn't understand why the mistake elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. These things happen.
Yeah, they've even got the directors wrong on some sites.
We'll discuss the directors during the credit sequence, as always.
Okay.
Gives you a chance. Oh, gods, I have to pronounce that. Okay, and if you're watching along as we blather vaguely, pressing play in 3, 2, 1. Roar.
Yep, roar.
And, ooh, oops. Nice lens flare.
This is our TNG homage.
I almost didn't actually expect to see the... how much of the CG budget did they spend on this?
Well, if you're going to feature a black hole, you've really got to get it right.
I don't think White Dwarf... Oop, and there goes the White Dwarf. Why is it moving? I didn't think black holes moved.
Well, it's probably not. It's just demonstrating the fact that everything's rushing towards it, including the camera.
And the planet?
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Except for friends that's actually on the planet.
Like this bunch. Now, that looks incredibly like the planet the Tok'ra were on.
It probably is.
And it looks like they're running slow and the voices are pitch wrong, so time dilation is in effect.
Traitor Dominus!
Dial it home, Captain! That's an order!
Yes, this is unfortunate. Of course, you realise, if he actually thought about it, he would do the noble thing.
No, what's that?
And sacrifice himself.
To what end?
So as not to...
You mean not dial back at all?
Not throw it back at all.
I'm gonna make it, sir!
Make it! Dial now!
Well, perhaps he hasn't got the scientific ground in that all the SG teams have.
I mean, I would imagine most SG teams have the sort of leader type, the warrior type, and the scientist geek type.
Well, it depends. I mean, they've got diplomatic teams and whatnot.
Well, that's true.
Oh, this is...
Well, it's just a jarhead.
Educate Jack Dime.
Yeah, educate Jack a bit.
Wormholes. Worms in particular.
The worm thing. I don't get that.
That's just a metaphor.
All right, I knew that.
Damn their metaphors.
That's just a metaphor?
Imagine the galaxy is an apple. We
burrow our way through the apple like a worm, crossing from one side to the other instead of going around the outside.
There you go.
There, and then she just went, zoom.
Now, of course, the diameter of the apple is just a two-dimensional representation of space-time, and, well, the hole isn't really a hole per se, but an interdimensional conduit. Colonel?
Okay. I'll be all right.
And she went out Stephen Hawking on him, and he just completely lost it.
He just zoned out.
My brain hurts. Can I get a scotch?
He needs to sit down in some paracetamol. And this is when things start to go wrong. Closing ice.
We're getting a signal.
Nice lighting effects on the reflections.
Who have we got out there? SG teams 4, 6, and 10 are the only units presently off the world surface.
Daniel's with 6, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on a dig on PX-3808.
Oh, no Daniel.
Oh.
He's gone sandcastle building.
Has he gone sandcastle building, or has he...
Well, he's on a dig, so...
Oh, because I figured it's because his kid was born and they've actually given him some time off.
1 week, one episode. Come on, Sam, figure it out.
Intermittent RF pulses, low frequency.
What do we got?
Don't know, sir. Some kind of signal.
There's a repeating pattern. Lieutenant, play it through the computer again and run it a lot faster.
He's altering the frequency of the audio.
Go 6.
Computer now recognizes the signal as SG-10's iris code.
That's Henry Boyd's team.
Oh, poor Henry.
Oh, that's not good.
Why would their code be coming through so slowly?
I have no idea, sir, but if we don't open the iris...
The next thud we hear will be Henry Boyd's team. Do it.
Bit risky, isn't it? Do you open the iris or not? That was a mistake, guys.
That's very strange.
Start looking at your watch. Tick, tick, come on. Come on.
Come on, Hank. Door's open. What happened?
I don't know, sir.
General, SG-1 would like the rescue mission.
I say, so the gate auto shut down.
And they decided to dial back?
I know it would, if and when I gave the order. In the meantime, I want a probe on the ramp and ready to go ASAP. Colonel, have units SG-1 and 3 geared up and standing by.
Thunderbirds 1 and 3.
Oh, for God's sake. That was
a pretty good
5 minutes. That was a very long teaser.
It worked though, didn't it? That set it up very well. Some tension, some little bit of funny moments with Jack.
A bit of sciencey moments for it. Not sounding too good either.
No.
So, a story by Misha Rashlovich.
Yeah, I had a look over any of her other work. She wrote a bit for The Dead Zone, but apart from that, not much else. At least in television.
Teleplay by Brad Reich, directed by Matt Wood.
Jimmy Kaufman is listed as director in some resources. It's certainly Martin Wood's credit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, something I was obtaining vanished.
Ooh.
Which bothers me somewhat. Shouldn't they be... what the hell? Marshall Teague, why do I know that name?
SG-10 was on a routine exploratory mission of P3W451.
It's a binary system. We just discovered it.
And he's been on TV a hell of a lot. Sliders, Walker, Texas Ranger, some of the more...
Yeah, story by Rashlovich.
Whatever indigenous life there may have been on 451 recently became extinct. They were trying to determine the cause.
So we're dialing... This is an error. This is a serious, serious error.
The problem, though, at this stage, we ain't got the means to go to a planet and see if there was anything wrong.
Let's just see what pictures the probe sends back. Make a proper threat determination.
General.
You could gate into an ambush for all we...
I recommended Major Boyd for this command. Now, if he's in trouble, I want to go in.
I'm aware of that, Colonel.
Chevron 4 encoded.
A little personal guilt.
Yes, because he gave him the command. Nice shot of the gate there. It's not Walter.
No, Walter.
We want Walter.
Major Boyd is a capable warrior, O'Neill. We trained him well.
We miss Walter.
Yep, directed by Martin Wood for definite.
Chevron 6 account.
It makes you wonder if the episode came in a bit short. That's why we've got this quite lengthy dialing sequence.
But maybe it's sort of to imply.
Or just to rack up the tension a bit.
Yes, quite possibly. They have all this, maybe it's like, we have all this cool stuff, we never show it. Ooh, redshift. Not good.
I don't understand. It's just red, sir.
Always Jack States, they always.
Why didn't they send a UAV?
They probably didn't have one handy.
What do you mean they have one handy? They're a bloody military base. It's always handy.
Input the video feed into the computer, but compensate for a longer light wavelength. Step it up in 20 millimicron increments.
Captain.
Sir, it's possible that the image we're receiving from the probe has red-shifted, distorted toward the infrared end of the spectrum.
Why?
Yeah, we're not exactly sure why, but it's all linked.
Yeah, it's quite.
And it looks like SG-10 are frozen in time.
It's working.
Or the frames are updating very, very slowly.
They're still not moving frame to frame.
What the hell's going on, Hank? Do something pursuing them. See if you can play back the video transmission in real time. We need to find out...
This is all we've received so far, sir. 11 frames of digital picture in the last 6 minutes.
Ooh, that's not
good. How many frames?
11 frames in 6 minutes.
That represents a fraction of a second.
Perhaps a malfunction.
No.
Character saying negative.
She's got to. Jack's just reacting as a military man, and she's already figured it out. I mean, Jack, like you say, his hobby is astronomy, but the actual scientific aspects of mechanics are Carter's realm.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Colonel, with all due respect, but if I'm right, we can't help them. Now, the camera may still respond to command. See if you can tilt up and give us a wider image. I think I know what Major Boyd seems so afraid of.
It's lucky it was in front of the gate and not behind it.
Indeed.
There. Isolate that area and digitally enhance.
What am I looking at?
That's a black hole, sir.
A newly formed one by the looks of it.
Well done, Jack.
Hey, yay, Jack. But a white dwarf doesn't emit any light. That was my issue with the astronomical aspects of that.
Why don't they just gate out of there?
They're trying to, sir. But the closer you get to a black hole...
Time slows down.
It almost appears to stand still.
From our perspective, yes. But you have to remember that time is relative. As far as SG-10 is concerned, only a few seconds have passed. They're still trying to save themselves.
What will happen to them?
Well, sir, the time dilation is a result of the intense gravity, which is directly proportional to their proximity to the...
Captain!
But of all the theories about black holes.
Yeah.
One day we may be able to find out if we're right or not, but... It's good science fiction at the moment.
Their bodies will be pulled apart by increasing tidal forces.
They did manage to activate the Stargate once.
Yeah, but from their perspective, it couldn't have been open for more than a second.
There's nothing we can do to save them?
They've had it, sir.
You know that for a fact, Colonel.
No, sir, I don't. But have a look at Major Boyd's face. What does that say to you?
Very well. Disengage the Stargate.
Sir, by some fluke of Stargate technology, we are witnessing something that the laws of physics say we can't possibly witness.
We are witnessing good men die in slow motion, Captain.
I'm almost going to say really, really helpless here.
Oh, hang on. That might be a mistake. Well, I just clicked on. Yep, okay. That's definitely a mistake.
What?
For some reason, the file I downloaded disappeared off my hard drive. Which I find somewhat bothersome, and I'll be doing a full virus scan later. But I clicked on start, and it decided to re-download it. And since it was going to download it about 800 kilobytes a second, that would have severely screwed up our audio quality.
Yes, it would have.
So I have stopped it.
Good. Okay. back to the show. They can't disengage the gate. And I don't know if it's safety protocols or something wrong with it. It's something to do with the time dilation.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they've got to...
This is something we may revisit later in the season. Go! Go!
I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do. We're going to defend the Earth from the black hole.
Well, isn't the time dilation effect leaking through outside?
Let's assume we haven't seen this episode for a while.
But it was funky for a while before that.
Is that proper military terminology? What exactly does funky mean, Sergeant?
Everyone was talking real slow, like when the battery's down, your Walkman.
And that's Cromwell, played by Marshall Teague.
Yeah, he's been in everything.
Funky. It's funky, sir. He had to be a black guy, didn't he? I hate to say it, but do you think when they wrote funky, they said, we've got to have a black officer say that?
That's possible.
They're obviously highly trained soldiers because they're all wearing black.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are regular. Men in black.
And now the red phone doesn't work. Oh, hell's breaking loose.
This is Major General Hammond. I have an urgent matter to discuss with the President.
Sergeant, try disconnecting the superconductive interface.
Already tried that, Captain. It's stuck.
Teal, Siler could use a hand.
I will assist.
General, I was just on my way to report, sir. The capacitor should have fully discharged by now, but somehow the gate is drawing power directly.
Isn't there supposed to be a theoretical time limit to how long the wormhole can be maintained?
Yes, sir. We just passed it.
Well, then how's this possible?
Well, I'm guessing that because time is passing more slowly on P3W451 relative to Earth, we're experiencing a paradox the Stargate was never designed for.
Oh, that's just tech babble.
I love the way the gate's spinning.
You mean the wormhole?
Yeah.
Spinny, spinny, spinny. That's just CG. They can't actually see anything.
Never. I always thought it was real. I thought this was a documentary.
No, that's Wormhole Extreme. You can cut that out if you like, but I don't think it's
no,
really
no, we'll leave it in.
Leave people wondering for about 5 seasons.
Where's the nearest secure phone above that?
No, right, sir. Main level.
I won't be gone long. In the meantime, Colonel?
Understood, sir.
Carter, what would happen if we just pulled the plug?
He's going to touch it, isn't he?
Don't touch it, Dilk. So it's like there's a little bubble of alternate...
Slowed time.
Slowed time, yeah.
Slow time, it's the Matrix.
Carter, reach the main power vault.
We'll isolate the capacitors first.
Worth a try, Jack. It's always good. Why don't we just pull the plug? If your PC ain't working right, you switch the damn thing off. I don't know why Jack's got to do it, though.
Because he's Jack.
Yeah, but they have got plenty of engineers on base.
Yeah, but come on, it's a big switch. He wants to throw the big switch.
I don't think I'd even be standing that close to the gate.
You must vacate this area.
All right, we're kind of shorting out up here.
Main breaker?
It'll overload.
We gotta do it. Colonel, pull the main breaker.
Yeah, then run away very fast. Oh, really?
Oh. Colonel, are you all right?
Medical emergency in the gate room.
Colonel, are you all right?
And there's Siler. Everything happens to Siler.
Mm-hmm.
Told you, Tilk. Oh, don't stand that close. He told everybody else to move away, and he stood there.
He's got Junior.
In a heroic stance.
Did it work?
Negative, sir. Even with the power cut, it won't shut down.
How's that possible?
It must be deriving its energy from the black hole itself. Get a med team to the main power vault. We gotta get those fires out.
Med team to the main power vault.
The mounting is now on emergency internal power. Help's on the way.
Yeah, so
does... They probably figure, we pay him to be a stuntman, so he's going to do some stunts.
He's graduated from stuntman to actor. He's probably got his own stuntman.
Well, he does everything. Stuntman, stunt coordinator, double for Jack or RDA.
Yes, RDA. It sounds like some kind of weird drug.
Yeah, a multivitamin or something like that. You take 3 RDAs a day. Mm-hmm. He's burnt up a bit. Oh, that's nothing. He's been hit by a staff weapon
staff
blast
weapons.
Like that.
Yes.
Look at that. He's looking at it threateningly. How dare it.
Lieutenant, close the iris.
It's an outgoing wormhole. Nothing can come through this way.
Except for the black hole's gravity. Now close it. That's an order.
Close the iris.
That can't be good.
Carter, you do not want to walk closer to that.
No. Someone's the other side of the gate with a little piece of string. Yeah, that's it. Made you look stupid, didn't she?
Oh, yes. And he's going upstairs now.
Shoot him.
What are these men doing in my facility?
We were under the impression there had been an alien incursion, sir.
It happens so often.
Yes, that's true.
It does, doesn't it? To be fair.
Oh, God, it's another alien incursion.
I'm not going anywhere until I talk to the president.
He wants to see you personally, sir. Your aircraft is standing by on the tarmac. It is urgent that we leave immediately.
Lead the way.
Freeze! Up against the wall! Move!
Tags! Dr. Frazier.
Yeah, and who the hell are you? Put that down!
Colonel Frank Cromwell, Air Force Special Operations. 5 hours ago, all contact was lost to this facility. I am here to find out why.
Colonel, I have been called to a medical emergency.
Don't shoot the doc.
My superiors have reason to believe the SGC has been overrun by alien hostiles.
Alien hostiles. You say, he has to be a guy from the deep south, you know? Got here in failure to communicate. We have alien hostiles. Let's blow them away. There. I think I've just insulted probably 15 of our 104 listeners who happen to live south of Mace Dixon line.
Where did he get his uniform from?
They probably had a spare with
them. Oh, clever. Resourceful.
Maybe he keeps one up at ground level.
Go back to his home so he can get his spare.
Well, it's not like they haven't got time to spare.
That's true.
Which is, we now know that the SGC is experiencing what is called time dilation. Time is quite literally passing slower within the facility than it is topside.
Well, that would explain the communications problem.
Yes, sir. We also know that there are only 2 things according to relativity that would cause this effect. Velocities near the speed of light or extreme gravity.
Approximately 10 minutes ago, we established a wormhole to a planet at or very near the event horizon of a black hole.
And since time is more or less at a standstill on the other side, you've been unable to disengage the Stargate. That was our hypothesis, sir. Keep in mind we've had a few more hours than you've had to think about this. They'll be conferencing you with the president aboard the aircraft, sir.
Thank you, Major.
Good luck, sir.
Lear? No, it's a bit big for Lear.
No, Air Force One, that was.
Well, Air Force One is whatever plane the president happens to be on.
Well, it's, yeah, true. Or Air Force Two, if it's vice president. Major Davis, played by Colin Cunningham. Very familiar face to genre fan.
He does, he's been in TNG.
He's been in Atlantis, Crusade, Sanctuary, Eureka, 4400, Psych, TNG. Has he been in TNG? I don't think he has. But Star Trek isn't shot in Canada, you see, so...
Yes.
Gravity waves. Colonel, I assume that the wormhole itself would insulate us from the black hole's gravitational field, but it seems that our space-time has begun to warp, just like on P3W-451.
Will you stop that?
We're in trouble, sir.
Thank you. Think of something.
Yes, sir.
We're in trouble. Yeah, that's all he needs to know, really.
Give me the I was I used to have to write reports for very senior management, and my boss at the time said to me, look, this is going to upper management, ladyboard it. That is a relevant comment.
Well, that's it. It's the people on the ground level that know the intricacies of stuff, not the people that are in charge of them. Janet seemed a little put out. He knew him. She's taking an instant dislike to Cromwell.
Well, he pointed a gun at her.
What's the 5 hours?
That's how long this facility has been out of contact with the outside world. Pentagon suspects alien hostiles.
And they sent you?
Obviously a bit of history.
Black and flashy lazy.
So, this is the Stargate. What's the problem?
Well, we gated to a planet. It's being sucked up by a black hole. Very bad. Very dangerous.
Why is that?
Things tend to get sucked in.
Took the liberty of closing the iris, sir.
Captain Carter, Colonel Cromwell, he's come to rescue us. I wouldn't count on it.
Pentagon was concerned you were under alien attack when he lost contact.
How long ago was that?
Well, over 5 hours ago. Why?
My watch reads 1330 hours. What does yours say?
Running slow, Captain. It's almost 1900.
Damn it. Colonel, I have to get off this level.
I wonder how many people actually know about this who don't work at the SGC.
Who don't work at the SGC?
Yeah.
He may well have been briefed before he came and then ordered to forget it.
Well, Or else you'll be thrown through the gate.
You did not actually hear this.
Sir, for some reason, the warping of our space-time seems to be in advance of the gravitational field rather than as a result of it. It's probably a lensing effect generated by the Stargate itself, but I can't be sure.
Don't even pretend you understood that.
I love Cromwell's comment there. She goes on about the lensing effect, and Cromwell looks at him and goes, that's class. Don't even pretend you understood that.
With the intense gravity field of something like a black hole, time actually slows down.
We are not in a black hole.
Not yet.
But we are connected to its gravitational field through the Stargate. And it's expanding in this direction like a bubble slowly extending outward. That's why I have to leave, sir. I have to contact the Pentagon and try to find a solution before the gravity field extends beyond the gate room.
And Carter's just sort of blah, 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 blah.
No, but it's good blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
You just came from Washington, sir?
There and back again. After someone upstairs managed to explain what was going on to me, we called an all-night session with the President and the Joint Chiefs. I've been gone nearly 18 hours.
I thought you were on the phone.
It means the time dilation is getting worse as the field expands.
That's the consensus. We've set up a command post directly above, right on top of the mountain, to monitor the expansion.
Well, I have to get up there.
To know. Yeah, crud. I'm going to hit pause. He's right in the middle of the screen.
I think that's close enough for jazz.
Shouldn't you say close enough for government work? Is that not the phrase? I mean, I should know what's close enough for government work. I'll be doing it for
I'm a Star Trek fan, so that's where that quote comes from.
Fair enough. And we're back. Sorry, I'm just going to lower that again, so you can't really hear.
Apologies for the brief hiccup. I've just found I'm still about 10 seconds out, so I'm just playing catch-up. Strangely enough, they're having sync issues.
Yes. It's not even that.
What time are you on?
I'm on 25:48.
But, sir...
The decision's been made, Captain. Don't forget, those people up there have been working on this a lot longer than you have. It's what they came up with.
Yes, sir.
I'm ordering the complete evacuation of the SGC effective as of right now. I'll need 2 volunteers to stay behind in order to give our personnel a head start.
I'll stay, sir.
Me too, sir.
Oh, yeah. The general's nattering away to...
No, good.
They're showing the gravity field now will help contain the blast. Carter's not happy with the idea of blowing up the mountain.
I wouldn't be either.
Well, she doesn't think it'll work.
Attention! This is General Hammond. All personnel are ordered to evacuate this facility immediately. Repeat, all personnel report to the main level immediately. That is all.
Okay. Let's move it. On my count. 3, 2, 1. Easy, watch his chest. Move him out. Let's go.
We just realized it's Jack and Marshall Teague. And the memory serves, Marshall makes the ultimate sacrifice.
I don't recall.
Given the time dilation effect within the gate room, is his announcement going to have any effect? How is it broadcast at normal speed?
Everybody on the upper levels are already out because they told them they were losing communications up to a certain level.
But, I mean, you even heard a time dilation effect between the gate...
Well, the source of the time dilation is the gate itself, isn't it? That's why... Yeah.
It's more extreme.
I think they were just making it more obvious. Yeah.
Making a point.
General, we're getting worried.
How long have I been gone?
22 hours, sir. General Cohen's waiting for you in the command post.
Thank you, Sergeant.
By my reckoning, I was gone 20 minutes.
Well, sir, accounting for time spent coming and going.
They're always coming and going and going and coming. And always too soon. I feel.
Captain Relativity gives me a headache.
It's a wonderful comment from Hammond there.
Who's this?
Henry Boyd. Good officer. Smart. Kind of reminds me of Carter a little bit. This was their first mission as a team.
He looks scared to death.
He's on a planet that's about to be swallowed up by a black hole. And he knows it.
Well, I don't know where you are, actually, because you're not
I'm not, because my audio and video... A, they're out of sync with you, and B, they're out of sync with each other.
This is somewhat confusing, but strangely appropriate.
Okay.
So, we have Carter and Teok?
Yep.
No. Thank you.
And he's touching her inappropriately.
That's not inappropriate, it's just in the bar, on the brass trap.
Twang.
Yeah, twang.
Perhaps with rest, the answers will come.
He's got such strong yet gentle.
If you got the opportunity to pull Carter's brass trap, wouldn't you?
It's a military issue, bro. Though no fun at all.
Oh no! It can be dangerous in the wrong hands, but if used properly, can lead to some interesting results. And they both just sat down for me.
What do these equations represent?
Probably a life's work. I don't have that much time, unfortunately.
I'm afraid, Tilk, you won't be much assistance here.
How may I be of assistance?
You can draw pretty pictures, can you?
Experiencing a time dilation in a radius wider than the gate room itself. Most of the SGC, in fact, and it's expanding. But it's all happening in advance of the gravity field that's causing it. Now, according to everything I thought I knew about relativity, that is just not possible.
Yet it is so.
Right. I mean, if it wasn't, we'd all be pulled apart by now. You know... They're proceeding with a plan that makes assumptions about gravity and space-time with absolutely no regard for the fact that it completely contradicts our observations.
I see.
In other words, Teal'c, they don't really know what the hell is going on, so they're just going to blow it up.
You're never quite sure what's going on inside his head, are you?
No, apart from the fact that it's shiny. Her hair actually seems mussed and flexible in this episode. Time dilation obviously affects Carter Holdmus. Come on, you don't think I'd really let an entire episode go by without mentioning Carter's hair at least once?
Something wrong with the world if you do. Yeah, that sums up the military pretty darn well.
They're going to blow it up and there's not a damn thing I can do about it.
They don't understand it, so let's blow it up.
And we're back to... Are we... Oh, slow dissolve. Back to Jack and...
Oh, Cromwell. Teague. Keep calling him Teague, so...
Because I don't like saying the name Cromwell, it's not exactly popular in Irish history. To hell or to Connacht comes to mind.
So, the codes are in.
Yes. Standing by. Which immediately pops into my head. Red 5, standing by. Probably because I was listening to a CD of Star Wars music.
Where are you going to run to?
I think... Are we going to get an intervention?
Pretty pictures.
The gravity field extends to the blast doors of the control room now, sir. It's not good.
Still believe our plan isn't going to work.
To be honest, sir, I'm afraid that the gravity field will dampen the effects of the explosion. We'll lose the SGC, but the wormhole will be intact. What's left of the mountain will collapse into the wormhole. 6 months after that, the state of Colorado. 6 months after that...
Yep.
Yeah, this is a character pointlessly arguing with... Well, not pointlessly, obviously.
Well, you got to assume Hammond at least, you know, does respect her.
Oh, yeah. Well, respects her scientific knowledge mostly because it gives him a headache. Oh,
that's all right. If we blow this one up, we've still got the second Stargate.
The one we welded a permanent iris on last week.
Okay, this is getting a little low, that this little gimmick of the gate. This can solve every problem.
If we can channel enough energy in the direction of our Stargate, it should cut the connection to the black hole and cause the matter stream to jump to any gate along the way.
Leaving our Stargate connected to some other world.
Yes, sir, but then all we have to do is shut it down. Sir, we have to stop Colonel O'Neill.
Donuts.
You think it's their sort of Deus Ex Machina? Yeah, Machina in the most literal sense, I think. Almost Escher-like.
Yes, run. Stop him.
Why would they run? I mean, they could be up there discussing it for about a day and a half. I'd be like, hang on, you left.
I suppose they're not quite sure when the button is pressed, but once it has been pressed, it's a bit too late.
Can it be unpressed? Well, no, the button can be unpressed. God knows. You know the real reason I think Hammond is pissed off?
Go on.
He didn't get to blow the mountain himself. Yeah. I get to blow
up
the mountain.
Being
week.
A two-star.
You get to destroy a chunk of Colorado.
Now we're getting a bit more history between these two.
Why don't we just do this and get the hell out of here, all right?
Somebody dropped a dime on the incursion. You got hit. You went down. I made a judgment call to save the rest of the team. And I saw you take off. And then I saw 4 months of my life disappear in some stinking Iraqi prison. I thought you were dead. You thought wrong. What do you want? You want me to forgive you? Is that it?
Yeah. I guess I do.
Well, that's tough. What happened and nobody gets left behind?
Well, what about him?
That is a totally different scenario.
That is the same damn thing, Jack.
Never leave a man behind, but they did.
We should drop this exchange in. That is the point. He's not dead yet.
Technically, he's not dead.
Don't activate the auto-destruct, sir. It won't work. I have another idea.
Oh, dear.
That's what happens when you're too busy. How did they get down there?
How did they get down where?
I honestly expected a phone call or something, you know, not for Sam to magically appear 26 levels down.
The G-suit should help you withstand the higher gravity on the way down.
What's this bomb we're delivering?
It's a shape charge. We want to focus the explosive force toward the wormhole, hopefully with enough energy to cause it to jump, like what happened to us in Antarctica.
Right.
Where is it?
They're modifying the warhead yield to my calculations, and it's being flown in from Travis.
How long's all that gonna take?
Well, sir, with any luck, about 5 more minutes.
Relatively speaking.
Anytime you're ready, sirs. I don't know how much longer that iris is gonna hold.
We have to wait for the bomb.
This is always fun. Solo seems slightly, bemused by this whole sideways rope thing.
You got better quick.
It has in fact been several days.
Yeah, I knew that.
Everyone who doesn't have to be here should go topside.
Cromwell.
God, man, you look old enough to have grown up in the 60s, don't you?
Well, that's what they did. They built a new set with the gate room on its side.
Cannot the bomb be detonated by remote?
It has to be set a certain distance from the gate and at an exact angle. The timer can't be set until they're in position because of the variance in time dilation.
Man, she is
way smarter than we are. I know.
They did. So they could shoot. Right. I'm not kidding you.
No, I'm not following this.
It's
April
not an
Fool's joke.
April Fool's joke. Do you want me to quote it in my reference source art?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You can link to it
in
the show
notes. Yeah, I will do. We literally had to build a replica of the gate room turned on its side, laughs John Smith, so that we could have two guys dangling from a rope.
That's bizarre.
Well, how else are you going to do it, really? If they were making it now, you'd just do wire work and CGI out all the lines, but back then, it was easier to do it practically.
More expensive. Dear God, what percentage of the budget for the entire season went on this episode?
It does show, though, doesn't it? Production value of this episode is sky high.
It's a good episode, but even so.
Like old times, huh, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Black holes, wormholes. Old times.
That looks like cheap, horrible plastic. I'm sorry. No, I presume that shot of them in the room was matted in.
What, Teal'c and Sam?
Teal'c and Sam, while the guys were sideways. Because seriously, they had to build all that as well.
Just this bit that's built on its side. Keep moving, because there's a nuclear weapon about to eat on your head.
Of course, General, you can't communicate.
And yeah, not only that, but he left his favourite coffee cup downstairs.
Oh, God, yeah, the one with the...
the greatest general in the world.
USAF logo?
The greatest general in the world.
I thought you had one with the USAF logo on it.
I never noticed.
See the mic. It's here at memory service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're pulling some cheese now. I feel like I put on a couple hundred pounds. I wasn't going to say anything.
The chair moving by itself. Poltergeist. Possessed.
They appear to be moving very slowly.
Only from our perspective.
Captain.
Because I assume when you said, oh, look at that, it was the long shot.
The gate spinning at the bottom.
With the wormhole. Why isn't she stopping it?
It's not the chair, it's the glass that's shattering.
Enough. Set the timer. 20 seconds.
You won't make it out.
20 seconds.
Oh, this isn't good.
Ooh, look at that. The whole iris flexing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not good.
I know it's a shaped nuclear charge, but nuclear making it out really isn't an option. That's right. You've got to be a real optimist to think you'll get out of it. Oh, okay. That didn't look so good.
Oh, there goes the iris.
Set. Do it.
Looks a bit Evil Dead-ish.
Yes.
Bruce Campbell pokes his head out.
Sort of Army of Darkness. Well, Evil Dead 2, to be precise, just before he gets sucked into Army of Darkness. Army of Darkness, by the way, is still the best of the three of those.
It's the funniest.
Arm the damn bomb! Climb!
Oh, hang in, Cromwell. Hang in.
Jack?
Oh, dear.
Cromwell's up. Hi.
A little bit of the payoff of the angst between Cromwell and Jack.
Yes, well, Jack's sort of you shouldn't have left me behind type of thing.
I really tried to hold on, honest. I don't hold grudges. Mayborn?
No, nothing teeny tiny.
Now, if you'd have blown the gate up a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have any of these problems.
Yes, that's true.
Do you think the gate would spin the other way if we're in Australia?
Oh, God, I was so happy
you
were
going to
say that.
Yeah, come on, Sam. And it's got a motor on it. I thought the winch may have a motor on it, you know.
No, I think it's the hand cranky thing. The second is taking several seconds.
Fade to white.
Yeah, because it says we happen to drop to the...
Hey, Jack, did I miss anything?
Blood. Oh, Daniel. They made him come back for one scene.
I made it. We all made it, thanks to you and Captain Carter.
Or else is the mother of his child kicked him out and fed up of him already.
Teal'c managed to pull you far enough away from the bomb before it went off.
Thanks. You are welcome.
The majority of the blast energy went right where it was supposed to. The wormhole jumped to P2A870, and once it did that, we just shut it off.
Good thinking, Captain.
The majority, considering what sort of weapon it was...
A new trinium-strengthened iris is being installed right now. We should be back in business in no time.
But
day is it?
Trinium Iris. Not a titanium one or anything like that.
We're going with trinium.
We got enough from the Indians.
Well, this might be a little difficult to accept, but since you reported for duty yesterday, 2 weeks have actually gone by.
2 weeks.
Struth.
I go sleep in.
You do that.
The time dilation, 2 weeks has passed in the space of a couple of few hours.
Actually, it says trinium strengthened. So it's not pure trinium. The question is, does he get 2 weeks' pay?
I wouldn't expect so. I want a bonus.
That's overtime.
I mean, let's face it, he just saved the United States a $7 billion investment. And I know it's okay saying, oh, we can just get the other gate out and we're back in business. But that's not the point.
You know, it's like Stargate's going to grow on trees.
If you use your last one, you're always going to be worried. You know, if something happens, we ain't got another one. They tend to play fast and loose with this one because at the back of their mind, you know, we've always got another one.
Yeah, oh, we've got a spare. We've got a backup.
And we can always replace the SG team because they lost SG-10 today.
Yeah, you know what that means? Promotion. You were SG-13, you're now SG-12. I presume that's the way it works, you know? If SG-10 goes, then SG-11 becomes SG-10. SG-12 becomes SG-11, and whoever was waiting to come in...
Unless they have actual... Well, they have designations for each team, but obviously it depends... I ain't got a clue.
Answers on an email, please, to gaycast@phasecast.com. I'm having time dilation on my internet connection.
Fun. We time in tonight.
Also, my ear is hurting.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
MGM, the money men of the franchise, are still on the market due to a recent round of bidding failing to meet the requirements of those who the company owe nearly $4 billion. At this time, it is not clear if this will affect the ongoing production of the second season of SGU. As we know, money was the root cause of the delays in production of the Atlantis and SG-1 movies. They may never actually happen now. PropWorks continues with their SG-1 prop auctions. Oh, to have money to burn. Finally, Ben Browder, Mitchell in SG-1, and perhaps better known as Crichton in Farscape, has been signed up for a new CW pilot called Hellcats. If picked up, it will debut later in the year. That was the news.
Come try ya!
Yeah, Matter of Time. That was an excellent episode. I enjoyed that a lot. It looked absolutely beautiful. Don't know how much of the budget they spent on this one episode, but the lighting guy deserves an award for this.
We have some feedback from our good friend Stephen via our Facebook page. Hi Mike, another good episode. We learned that wormholes can be open for longer than 18 minutes under certain circumstances. Although I would not go through all what they did just to find that out. I think this is the first time Sergeant Siler gets injured in an episode, but we'll see this happen repeatedly in future seasons. He is very accident prone, but then again he's a stuntman in real life. It is definitely the first time we see Major Davis, who will play a recurring role in future seasons. Usually in important episodes too. Anyway, that's me caught up with your recordings, so we'll speak to you soon, Stephen. Ah, cheers, Stephen. Yeah, Dan Shea is one of the unsung heroes of the show. The guy does everything, and what's more, makes sure RDA looks great without risk of injury. Major Davis does indeed become a valuable addition to the recurring cast. Colin Cunningham is a great actor, and one you see all over the place, and has one of them faces you see quite often. Thanks for the feedback, Stephen.
We have an email from Scott to Michael R. Well, originally forwarded from Scott, but original email sent to Michael R. Menengay of Slice of Sci-Fi fame. Hey, Mike, what would it take to get a promo played on Slice of Sci-Fi? I have a show I'm involved with that is about Stargate. I used to be a host until scheduling conflicts happened when I got a promotion at my job. And Mike's response, just send it. I'll find a spot for it. Your preferred status with us.
Always nice to have know people in high places.
Indeed. Can you send any promo? I suppose you can download them now from the site if you've them all up
there. Yeah, they're all on the site. All three of them.
I will. Including the one I recorded. You spliced together the one I recorded, I presume, with your own voice.
You know what? I think it's the best of the three. I'm actually quite pleased with it. You know, the gourd one, I think, okay, it's not bad, but it's a bit of a gimmick. Jeffrey doing it was fantastic, but it's still Jeffrey doing it. And this one is us.
Well, what's the point in knowing more famous authors if we can't use and abuse them? Is this another spam comment? I'm just checking to see if the comment that was left is in fact spam. Sorry. Yes, generated by a bot.
Shocker.
Delete permanently. You know, when you highlight the delete permanent, it starts off with red text on a white background, but when you highlight delete permanently in the back end of WordPress, it actually goes red with white text. It looks really sort of like Danger, Will Robinson.
Like you're programming a Spectrum or something. Oh, before your time, is that?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, folks. We've done enough generic sign-offs, but I'll just sort of do my usual thing of the blurb. Next week, we have episode 16, The Fifth Race. While studying alien wall inscriptions on another planet, O'Neill peers into a viewer that unleashes ancient knowledge into his mind. But this information is infecting O'Neill's brain like a cancer. And the SG-1 team must reverse the process before his mind is completely reconfigured.
How would they tell?
An engineer wrote that.
Next time on Stargate SG-1, Colonel O'Neill has a strange alien encounter.
Physically, I can't find anything wrong with you.
That's taking control of his mind.
What the hell is going on with me?
New Ani Unquietas.
O'Neill is unwillingly speaking an alien language.
Apparently, I have lost the philatus to speak properly.
You have no idea what it is or why you built it.
Colonel, I'm ordering you to stop.
I'd love to, sir, but I can't.
An alien intelligence is turning O'Neill into one of its own.
Does anybody think this is odd? What if all these anomalies that have been happening, Jack, are part of some big plan?
I'm just supposed to let you go.
He's already gone.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
A Matter of Time, fantastic episode. The Fifth Race, an even better one.
In fact, this sort of string of episodes, the interesting thing is, they're good episodes, but until you get several seasons down the line, you can't actually see the stuff they're setting up.
Oh, yeah. It all pays off in the long run.
But it's a very long run. I mean, they're good individual episodes, and then you realise, oh, hang on. They did that 3 seasons ago.
Serialised television, you know, when they do it right, it works. I mean, the key to it is making the standalone episodes strong enough so that they support the arc episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the time, you know, this franchise has done a pretty good job. But occasionally, they have some real lemons. Yeah.
Yes.
Need, for example. Definitely the lemon of the season. So far, Gamekeeper were a bit weak.
So far.
Prisoners was a bit weak.
Gamekeepers were a lot. Yeah. Gamekeeper were a lot
I didn't reckon
weak.
Much to Bane either.
Bane was okay. You just didn't like the Perky Child.
Right, is that it for tonight then?
I would say that's it for tonight. Go to gatecast.phasecast.com and download or subscribe to our feed. We're on iTunes under Gatecast. The feed is slightly banjaxed at the minute, but
yep, you can always pay a visit to us on Facebook. Look for the Gatecast group
and email feedback to gatecast@phasecast.com, or there's also a contact us form on the site. All comments will be read. Spam comments will be deleted. Interesting comments will be read out in detail and analysed and picked apart.
Yeah,
but we don't get much email, so by all means, email us. We should probably have a competition or something.
Well, you think up some of them.
Check out the Bane of Ireland, is that it?
The gross national product of Ireland.
I am the gross national product of Ireland. I just said it before you did. Get your offence in first. And that's it, folks. We will see you in a week. This episode, if you're interested in how far ahead we are, because I'm quite proud of this point, this episode was recorded the day before Good Friday. So we're on April 1st, but... And in fact, I think, again, it's appropriate, given the time sync issues that we had... So it's been a bit of a joke.
Not too bad. It's amazing what you can do in editing.
Bye, folks.
Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.